A 36-year-old man's appeared in court charged over the disappearance of Cleo Smith. The 4-year-old's safe with her family, but sadly not all children who disappear are found. First Nations kids make up more than a third of the children reported as missing, and advocates say the response to when an Indigenous child vanishes is very different to when a non-Indigenous child goes missing. In a warning, this story mentions the name of Indigenous people who've died. Carly Williams reports.
A missing child is every parent's worst nightmare. And moments like this one.
What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Cleo.
Your name is Cleo.
Hello, Cleo.
The moment 4-year-old Cleo Smith was found in a home in the town of Carnarvon don't always happen. In WA in 2013, 10-month-old Indigenous baby Charlie Boy Mullaly was tortured and killed after being kidnapped by his mum's former partner. Charlie's family says when they went to police, the response was not at the same scale as Cleo's.
And it's all come back to us this week. I mean, I've had quite a bit of trauma with my sisters because looking on the mobile phone thing, I mean, if they had done that with Charlie, they would have known where the car was that had him, and they knew he was in a car. So anyway, they just disregarded everything about looking for Charlie.
Widdy Yamaji woman Kath Pinkerton is Charlie's auntie. She's asking for a meeting with WA's police commissioner.
Just to find out why nothing did happen with Charlie, like why weren't the resources, why didn't they use the same protocols, realise it's a missing child and use the same urgency and the same effort to find Charlie.
A 2021 report prepared by University of New South Wales for the Australian Federal Police found Indigenous young people made up 34% of young people who go missing. Noongar woman and social worker Jacinta Cracker is a research fellow at Monash University.
One of the big things on the minds of a lot of First Nations peoples is the way in which when First Nations children go missing, they don't receive the same kinds of media attention and public outcry as they do when white children go missing.
Kids aged 13 to 17 in out-of-home care account for more than 70% of missing youth reports. And nearly half of the out-of-home care population is First Nations children.
When we look at children who live in out-of-home care, a lot of parents can't relate to that. You know, particularly a lot of non-Indigenous parents who have not had their children removed. With little Cleo, we could see a lot of parents that could relate.
Gamilaroi Ngarrable man Ash Dolstrom is a criminologist living in Sydney's Redfern.
These statistics are so high, and if resources were put into finding missing Indigenous men, women and children, they'd be way lower than what they currently are. That's the correlation I'm seeing, because the white people being found so easily and quickly, but yet Indigenous people are remaining missing for months and years and just never been found. And the correlation is the resources in the media outlet being put into finding them.
Ash Dolstrom is so happy Cleo Smith has been found, but says the standard that was applied to her case should be used universally.
The best time to talk about inequality is when it's happening, and it's clear that it's happening right now. There's so much media coverage for Cleo, and just, yes, it's lovely that she was found. And because this child is now safe and back with their mob, so now we're trying to make Indigenous families get that same feeling.
First Nations criminologist Ash Dolstrom, Carly Williams reporting there.